This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah who has guided us to this way and would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah chosen to guide us. All praise is due to Allah who has revealed the scripture unto His servant and has made no crookedness therein. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the great gift of brotherhood. And the magnitude of this gift cannot be adequately expressed in that it is a gift directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah reminds us, continuing one of the verses from the introductory khutbat al-hajjah, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ أَخْوَانًا So in this passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions twice the great, great blessing of brotherhood. So this is to emphasize, and sisterhood, this is to emphasize the magnitude of the blessing, the fact that the blessing is mentioned twice. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ Remember the blessing of Allah upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا How you were enemies and He put sociability between your hearts and you became by His blessing. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا So this is a great, great, you became by His blessing, brothers and sisters. You should never forget this, my dear brothers and sisters. The magnitude of this blessing. In that the blessing is so great, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has provided us the foundations and the details as to how to protect and preserve this blessing. Time doesn't allow us to go into the details of that, so we'll mention a few of the foundations which are found in the following hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la tahasadu, wa la tanajashu, wa la tabaghadu, wa la tadabaru, wa la yabi' ba'dukum ala bay'i ba'd, وَكُونُوا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ أَخْوَانًا الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ لَا يَظْلِمُهُ وَلَا يَقْذُلُهُ وَلَا يَكْذِبُهُ وَلَا يَحْكُرُهُ التقوى ها هنا، التقوى ها هنا، التقوى ها هنا، ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات. كل بحسب أمر من الشر أن يحكر أخاه المسلم، كل المسلم على المسلم حرام، دمه وماله عرضه. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as reported by Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, "Do not envy one another, and do not raise the prices against each other in order to hurt each other or to hurt the buyer or the seller. But generally, don't conspire against each other, and do not hate one another, and do not turn your backs to one another, and do not enter into a transaction or marriage proposal after your brother has already entered into it. Be you servants of Allah, brothers. The Muslim is the brother of his fellow Muslim." And for the sisters, read sisters when you hear that. The Muslim is the brother of his fellow Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor does he abandon or forsake him, nor does he lie to him, nor does he look down on him or despise him. Piety is here. And he pointed to his chest three times, repeating it. Piety is here, piety is here, piety is here. And he pointed to his chest three times, meaning his heart. Every Muslim has a sanctity in relation to their fellow Muslim, concerning their life, their property, and their honor. They're all sanctified. In other words, they're not to be violated. To violate them is like eating swine or pork or drinking alcohol. كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ عِرْضُ. So the Prophet, the first thing he mentions is significant because this is one of the gravest things that we can do to each other. لَا تَحَاسَدُوا. Do not envy one another. Envy is the great crime of shaitan, Iblis. He envied Adam alayhi salam because Adam had honored, or rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Adam. He honored him by having the angels prostrate to him. Prostration of, it's a sajdatul tashrif wala sajdatul ibadah. A prostration of honor and not a prostration of worship. And Iblis envied that. He created Adam with his two hands. مِمَّا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And of course his two hands aren't these things. لَيْسْكَ مِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So don't imagine this when I say his two hands. Two hands fitting to his majesty, his incomparable majesty, his incomparable glory, his incomparable essence. But that's an honor that was given to Adam. He taught Adam the names of all things. وَعَلَّمَ الْآدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He taught Adam the names of all things. Another honor for Adam عليه السلام. He honored Adam in many ways. And Iblis envied that. And through his envy, he did everything in his power. He honored Adam by blessing him to dwell in Jannah, in his vicinity. And Iblis envied that. So Iblis did everything in his power out of his jealousy. And what is the foundation of envy? The one who envies the other thinks he or she is better than them. He doesn't deserve that car, I'm better than him. He doesn't deserve a beautiful wife like that. I'm more handsome than him, she should have fallen for me. She doesn't deserve a husband like that. I'm better. And so what did Iblis say? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. Why didn't you prostrate when I ordered you to do so? Iblis, he said, I'm better than him. You created me from fire while you created him from clay. Black clay, by the way, according to the dominant opinion. Some mentioned different colors, but the majority and the strongest opinion, it was black clay. So Adam said, Iblis, he said, I'm better. And the jealous one says, I'm better. I deserve that blessing. And so our messenger, and this erodes and destroys our brotherhood and our sisterhood. So Allah, or the messenger of Allah, is reminding us, la tahasadu, or commanding us, la tahasadu, don't envy one another. He described envy as the disease of the nations. دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The disease of the nations that preceded you will creep up on you. Why is it called the disease of the nation? Because envy destroys nations. As we said, envy is the desire to have a blessing Allah's bestowed upon His servant taken away. That's what envy is. إِزَالَ إِرَادَةُ إِزَالَةِ النِّعْمَةِ أَنْ أَمَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِي. To have a blessing Allah has bestowed upon His servant taken away. What's the consequence of that? Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran with تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And when your Lord proclaimed with تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ, if you give thanks for my blessings, I will increase you in those blessings. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you reject those blessings, and envy is the very essence of rejection of blessings, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. You should know that my punishment is severe. So when we look at what's happening in some of our countries, how they're being torn and ripped apart, don't immediately look at the external cause. Don't look at the Zionists. Don't look at American foreign policy. Those have a role to play. But understand, the Zionists, America, they are all means, asbab that Allah has created to implement His will in His creation. And we know many of our countries are filled with envy. People seek protection from the ayn of the hasud and put it over their homes. They bring the new furniture into their homes at night so their neighbors won't see it and become jealous. We know it's a fact. And so, what does Allah say? He says, if you are reject my blessings, and envy is a rejection of the blessing, you should know my punishment is severe. So maybe these means have been unleashed by Allah against us because of what we ourselves are doing. So it behooves us to get the envy out of our lives, out of our communities, and to do the opposite. What's the opposite? مفهوم المخالفة. Pray for an increase in the blessing that the servant has. Pray that Allah gives them more. You envy their wife, pray that Allah gives him a more beautiful wife, or makes the wife he has more beautiful. Sisters get mad at me. Sister, you envy the sister's house? Pray that Allah gives her a bigger house. He gives her nicer gardens. You envy the car? Pray that He gets a better car. Gets another car. Pray for an increase. And then you'll be increased. That tahasadu. So complete the hadith. دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ الْبَغْضَاءُ وَالْحَسَدُ. Hatred and jealousy. وَالْبَغْضَاءُ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةُ حَالِقَةُ الدِّينِ لَا حَالِقَةُ الشَّعْرِ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تَحَبُّوا أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَبَّبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. So the hadith goes on to say, and the disease of the nations who preceded you will creep up on you. Hatred and jealousy. As for hatred, it's a shaver, it's a razor, but it cuts off religion, not hair. It cuts off religion, not hair. It's a razor. So the Prophet ﷺ, these two diseases, in the beginning of this hadith, he warns us against. لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا. البغضاء والحسد. والبغضاء هي الحالقة. حالقة الدين لحالقة الشر. It shaves religion and it doesn't shave hair. This particular razor. In other words, we can have all of the signs of overt religiosity. We can pray, we can fast, pay our zakah, go to hajj, attend every single rakah of tarawih in Ramadan, come back for qiyam al-layl, we can do it all. But if our hearts are filled with hatred, then those religious acts will be shaved off from us, like the razor shaves our hair off. والبغضاء هي الحالقة حالقة الدين. It will shave those acts off like a razor shaves off hair. And we see the hatred. This group of Muslims fighting, killing, destroying that group. Why? Because they hate them. Our community is predicated on love, not mutual hatred. When the Prophet ﷺ describes this community, he describes it with terms of endearment and love. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَدِّهِمْ وَتَرَحُمِهِمْ وَتَعْتُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ. The likeness of the believers in their mutual love for one another, and their mutual mercy for one another, and their mutual affection for one another is like a single body. This is our community. Not a community where people put up websites to slander other Muslims. Muslimslander.com. And the next time you log on, you get into the chat room and you let your fingers do the walking. Think twice about what our Prophet warns us against. Think twice about the consequences of your actions. This is a community of mutual love and mutual mercy and mutual affection. And that's the foundation of our unity. And every good that has come through this ummah has come through the door of unity. And every affliction that has assailed this ummah has come through the door of division. It wasn't the crusaders, or rather the crusaders and the Christian armies who opened the door for the destruction of Islam in Andalusia. It was the Muslims who opened that door. It was the Berber armies who overthrew the Khilafah of the descendants of Abdurrahman al-Dakhil in Andalusia. And once that door was open, the Christian armies just came in and finished the job. And you look at our history, every single calamity that has assailed this ummah has come through the door of division. And every good has come of unity. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear by the one who holds the life of Muhammad. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. You will not enter paradise until you truly believe. لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. And you will not truly believe until you love one another. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا. Shall I direct you to something? Were you to do it, you would love one another. أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَبَّبْتُمْ. Spread peace amongst yourselves. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And that's two things. One is actually greeting each other with love and mercy. Sometimes we greet each other first. Before we greet, we assess each other. We assess, make sure they look like the right kind of Muslim. Do they have the right lihya? Do they have the right length of their jalabiyah or their pants? Do they have on the right colors? So we assess them. Then based on the assessment, we might give no salam at all. We might mumble, alaykum salam, brother. No, افشوا السلام بينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. افشوا السلام بينكم. You're in the mall. A brother or a sister, so happy to see you. There's another Muslim. Assalamu alaikum, sister. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
They don't know I'm a Muslim. Why are you yelling like that?
Because I'm glad to see another Muslim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. But more important than that is the spirit of the salam. Where does salam come from linguistically? Salima yaslamu salaman. Salima yaslamu salaman. What does that mean? It means basically, primarily to be safe and to be secure, to have no defects and imperfections. This is the name of Allah. Some of us convert. I converted to Islam. One of the first pieces of Arabic we learn is Assalamu alaikum. They say, peace upon you. Assalamu alaikum. So some of us are clever. Then we start learning the Asma'ullah al-Husna. Asma'ullah al-Husna. The beautiful names of Allah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. We're like, what does all that mean? As-Salam. Oh, I know that one. As-Salam, the peace. No, it doesn't mean the peace. It means the one who's safe from any imperfections or defects. Haqqillah. That's what As-Salam means. Dar as-Salam, Jannah, Dar as-Salam. It means the abode where the imperfections of the world won't exist. We'll eat, we won't pass waste in Jannah. We'll burp, but it won't even be a foul burp, like the Ramadan Taraweeh burp. After we ate the garlic for iftar, it won't be. It'll be a sweet burp, so sweet, a fragrance like the beauty we've never experienced before. There'll be no waste. We won't get sick in Jannah. That's a human imperfection. In this world, we get sick. In Jannah, we don't get sick. In this world, we die. In Jannah, we won't die. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. So it's Dar as-Salam, the abode of where there is no imperfections and there are no defects that exist in the world. And so when we say salam, assalamu alaikum, that peace means I won't render you defective. I won't harm you. You're safe with me. And so this is what it means. But then there's a specific definition given from our Prophet ﷺ. This is linguistic. But then we have a transmitted definition which takes precedence. Our Prophet ﷺ, he said, Al-Muslim man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is the one, the other Muslims are safe from their tongue and hand. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ الْمُسْلِمْ مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. So may Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah bless us to all those qualities. We got to two of them. لَا تَحَاسِدُوا لَا تَبَاغَدُوا. But may Allah Ta'ala bless us to remove any envy we have for a believer from our heart. And human beings in general. May Allah remove any hatred that we might have for another believer from our hearts. If they do something, we hate the action, don't hate the person. Because if we hate the person and they're a believer, when they reform their actions, we might not be able to bring to love them as the religion requires. مَثَمْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَدِّهِمْ لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. We might not be able to reach that prophetic station. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he hated the actions of the people, not the people themselves. So when the people reformed their actions, he loved the people. He hated the actions of Khalid bin al-Walid, especially on the day of Uhud. He hated the actions of Abu Sufyan. He hated the actions of Hind. He hated the actions of all of these people who at one time were the most bitter enemies of Islam. But when they changed their actions, he loved the person. Ahlan wa sahlan Khalid. أنت الآن سيف الله المسلول. أهلا بهند، أهلا بأبي سفيان، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. This is our religion, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless us to attain to these stations. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to understand the teachings of this religion. May Allah bless us to be the recipients of good. مَنْ يُرِدِ لَهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَكِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The one Allah wants good for, He gives him or her a sound understanding of the religion. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, appreciate the beauty of Islam. We have a beautiful religion, but it's not meant, it's not in grammar. We have two types of verb. We have the fi'l lazim, fi'lu lazim, wa fi'lu al-mut'addi. The lazim is the intransitive verb. The action it described is confined to the subject. So, hasuna fulan. So-and-so is handsome. That's just them. It doesn't project to a subject, such as wahaba. Wahaba fulanun, fulanan hibatan. So-and-so gave someone else a gift, so they gave them something. There's an object. Our religion is not intransitive. It's not lazim, it's muta'addi. It's supposed to be shared with others. It's supposed to be given to others, extended to others. And this country's calling out for Islam. A lot of Muslims are thinking they don't want Islam. Yeah, the oppressors and tyrants and mass murderers, they don't want Islam. The ones who, and the racists, they don't want Islam. But the common people whose lives are being torn apart by opioid addiction, the common people whose lives are being torn apart by alcoholism, the common people whose lives are being torn apart by the tension of the heritage of our racist supremacist path and the looking past and looking for a new way, you think they can't use Islam? You think they wouldn't want Islam if they knew about it? The question we should ask ourselves, why don't they know about it? Because we haven't taught them. We haven't taken it to them. We haven't extended it to them. We act like it's fear lazim. It's just for us. No, this is for the world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a mercy to all the worlds. To all the worlds. His ummah, ummat al-da'wah, is all the world, everyone who would live after the time of his mission. We're part of that ummah. Ummat al-ijabah, we responded. But everyone is called. But they're called through us. We mentioned the asbab earlier. We are the asbab. We are the means to extend that call of Allah to humanity. And we need to start doing our job as a community. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah bless this institution producing scholars who inshallah will go out there and not only teach the people but call the people. Will call the people to Islam. To Islam. وَمَنْ أَحْسِنُ قَوْلًا مِنْ مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ وقال إنني من المسلمين. That's the best thing we could say. Some of us act like it's the worst thing we could say.
Muslim.
وقال إنني من المسلمين. I am amongst the Muslims. Be proud, brothers and sisters. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك، ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم خفف عن المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عن المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرنا في هذا البلد. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله إن يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة. يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة.